welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Happy Together. It is called Happy Together because it's inspired by the Turtles' song Happy Together and my attending the Happy Together tour of 2012, which included the Turtles, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, Gary Puckett of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, and the Grassroots. And it also included attending a county fair, the Orange County County Fair, because the venue for the concert was on the grounds of the county fair. So you buy a ticket, you got admission to the county fair, and it was an inspiring and thoughtful and troubling experience, and I will explain later. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu and all sorts of wonderful options, but hit Weekly Columns and you'll find the weekly column. I actually write two weekly columns. One is the one that's distributed all over the place, and then I have a Friday column that is kind of my social media tech column, which is exclusively on brucesalen.com. Speaking of that, I've started a new series, a blog series of columns called The Evolution of Technology, and I take a look back at the various technological advances that we experienced, we, the baby boomer generation, along the way. And the first one that I profile is the transistor radio. If you think about it, the transistor radio was the first time that kids, specifically teenagers, had portable music. Portable music freed up kids in many ways that you don't really think about until you imagine life without portable music. So that is what the first one is, the evolution of technology, the transistor radio. Future evolution of technology blogs will include the rotary phone. Who remembers a rotary telephone? Who remembers drive-in movies? And we have several others, and I welcome suggestions as well to something that you would like me to profile. I have co-authored a bunch of these columns with Professor David E. Weber, who is a communications professor at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. He's also been a guest on my radio show a few times. He is a memory bank of amazing facts and knowledge, as well as a very, very good writer. So he and I co-author most of them, though I did start off the series with the transistor radio. Part of the fun of writing that one was digging out and finding that original transistor radio. I opened up the back battery area, and the battery, of course, was corroded. So I pulled it out. I cleaned the ends of the thingamajig that you put on the terminals. Thank you, Richard. That's why I have an engineer here, because I don't know that stuff. Thingies is the thingamajigs is what I was going to call them. And he tells me they're called terminals. I think it was a 9-volt battery back in those days. I don't think they had the C batteries. I cleaned it up. I got a new 9-volt battery just for the fun of it. Plugged it in, turned it on, and it worked. And we're talking about 40 years or more that radio had sat unused, and it worked. It was made by Hitachi. Does anybody even know if Hitachi's still in business? I wonder. So I just did a whole thing about one of my columns that is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Happy Together, Americana at its best, because or worst, depending on how you want to look at it, because that's what you will experience if you go to a county fair, I think anywhere in the country. It's like going to Disneyland or going on a big, big cruise. You see America, and America, when you see it in all of its glory, it can be a sight to see. Then if you add into it a nostalgic oldies concert, where a middle-aged guy like me goes and he looks around and he sees all these old people and he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm just like them. That's what I look like. And I turn to my wife, and unfortunately my wife is very truthful, and I point to the guy over there and the guy over here and I say, hey honey, do I look like that? And instead of her saying, oh no, you're much more youthful looking, she tells me the truth. Yeah, you do. In fact, he looks a little younger than you. And I then look at her and I go, why did I bring you? It was a very mixed bag going to this particular reunion concert. I happened to love the Turtles. I think they were an underrated band. I also loved the Monkees. But Mickey Dolenz was there without any of the original Monkees. And of course, we know that Davy Jones has sadly died way too young. And the only good part about the concert is that we weren't too close. So we didn't have to see exactly how old they looked. I tried to avoid the video screens to make it a little more palatable. That helped. And what often happens when you go and you hear these concerts is the backup bands are very good, and they can replicate the drum and guitar riffs almost exactly like the original. And while the voices may not be as crisp and clear and beautiful as they once were, what happens is your mind hears the record that you played over and over and over again, and you tend to kind of forgive the vocals. I remember attending a Beach Boys concert where this was in the 80s, but Brian Wilson was no longer participating. He now, of course, does participate with the Beach Boys. So it was whatever it was, the reconstituted Beach Boys in the 80s, only, 15 years past their heyday. But they could not make those harmonies at all in this particular concert. But we were all so into it that we just heard the records, and it was really fun. It was a particularly special event because it was in 1984 when the Olympics took place in Los Angeles, and I worked at ABC in those days, and that gave me privileged invitations to special parties that ABC had for all the affiliates, which is all the stations across the country, and as well as attending events. So as we're watching the Olympics now finishing up in London, thank God they're finishing up. I am so tired of them right now. It does remind me of the really fun times that I had in 1984 in Los Angeles as a member of ABC and watching and going to these events. So let's talk about the fact that you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I hope you would like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and sign up for my newsletter, which is on the homepage at BruceAllen.com. The new Because I Said Comic Strip is called Dad Breastfeeds. I hope that certainly makes you wonder and makes you want to see it. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called My Olympic Event. And again, makes you wonder. I think we have just enough time to hear A Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's listen.
You got to action to with the positive.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. How to Stay Cool to Your Kids, Part 2. Staying cool to your kids is largely impossible. But there are a few things you can do to help. Don't ever say, when I was your age. Change your wardrobe once a decade. You know, Mom and Dad, especially Dad, those jeans from the 70s, time to go. If they like Lady Gaga, you like Lady Gaga. Try. I know it's hard. Try to listen, and maybe even you might like some of your kids' music. Here's a hard one for you. Stay up past 9 p.m. When you go to bed early all the time, your kids just think of you as old farts. Stay up a little later. If you need some coffee, take some coffee. Last one here is kiss in front of the kids. Mom and Dad, show some affection. They need to see it. It's good. Be passionate in front of the kids. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
So ironic how we like to be cool to our kids and how, for the most part, no matter what we do, we won't be. But we can be cool to their friends. And I have found that most of my boys' friends just think I'm the coolest dad since sliced bread, while my boys, particularly my younger one, particularly thinks I'm embarrassing and uncool. My older son, a little less so, but that's the difference in their personalities and who and what they're all about. We are actually going together on a driving trip. After this show, we are driving to San Francisco to go to the Outside Lands Music Festival. Sponsor slots are available for my radio show. If you're interested, email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. After these messages, we will have The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, who's been the longest-standing regular guest on my show, and I greatly appreciate it. I believe it is time for a break, so stay tuned for The Men's Room.